Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey. I'm all in my eye.
Woo! SW Podcast. We back, baby. We are back. We ain't never go nowhere. Look, hope y'all checked out last week's episode.
Yeah. While we were out
of the promo
running episode.
Yeah. And,
tell them about the episode quick.
The first, oh Lord, I'm forgetting the smoke shop, Tampa, Florida. Like y'all, that was the first stop of our SW Podcast summer promo tour. Queen Shell went down there, wrecked the shop. You know what I'm saying? So, look, I hope y'all tuned in. It was, you know, the promo tour alone, all of it was good. So,
yeah.
Hey, look, get ready for more. Get ready for the rest of them. Trust me, y'all. We met some amazing people. So I hope y'all checked out last week episode of SW Podcast. And look, y'all, we really do miss y'all. We really, really do. Yeah, like, we miss y'all. So we hope y'all doing good and happy Thanksgiving or whatever you want to call it to celebrate family fun day, whatever it may be. Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. What's happening, Queen?
What's up, y'all? So, yes, welcome back. We are definitely delighted to be back with you all because we did miss y'all. Like, had been off of, we didn't do any a live show last week. So, being off for a week was very, like, it felt like a little time had passed.
It did.
So, definitely appreciate y'all for holding us down and checking out the interview that we had, as Queen said, that we did on the podcast promo tour, and they're very great. I'm going to continuously add those in and feed those in. I had a plan for them, but I feel like the more I hold off on getting them out there, you know, the you're going to miss the stuff we trying to show y'all about these wonderful people that we toured with. And that we were able to celebrate some great people, some great interviews. So I feel like we got to go ahead and start just pushing it out there. So, so we did miss y'all though. I just want y'all to know that, you know, we don't take off because we be running from our podcast. We take off.
We got real lives.
You know. But
realize
we got
other things to do and other brands that we build. And so, you know, sometimes we have to take a break. But look, then that let y'all miss us, though, and let us miss y'all. So, you know, hey, it's a mutual thing. Like, we miss each other. So we here.
Simple as that.
We almost at that 100 episode. We almost at that 100 episode. Sit back.
Don't play with us.
We almost there, Queen. We Don't almost there.
But so y'all, today we on Freestyle Wednesday, and everybody know Freestyle Wednesday, we just drop little things in to just talk about. But because we don't want to hold on, we're gonna talk about 10 important holidays and celebrations that are important that are for Black people. And I know everybody is super excited about the Thanksgiving holiday because we as a culture have renamed and reformed what Thanksgiving is to the Black people. Yes. And I love that about us because we'll do what we want to do. But it's like a family reunion, family gathering, but also it's still an American holiday.
Mm-hmm.
As Black people, there are things that we should do as a celebration for ourselves that quantify who we are, because thank you for being Black, but that quantify and set the example and set the whole parallel, think just the whole picture for the Black culture. It starts with what we create, and doesn't matter who follow behind it, we're the creators of that, and our culture depends on it. So we're going to talk about some of the most important holidays and celebrations for Black people today. We're not going to give it a full Freestyle Friday. Now, I know Queen may have a topic too she just might want to throw out there. We definitely going to, we'll jump on that. But we didn't, like, I didn't want to hold everyone too long because I do know that, like I said, this is a holiday for the people, for the black people, for, you know,
people.
For many different reasons.
Yes, indeed.
So we're looking forward to sharing that with y'all, but also just to hear what you all, if you, you know, drop a comment in, or if you, when we screen, show this on our page, on our website, and on our IG page, when it's actually available for you to go back and review and rewind again, because we do want y'all to keep watching our shows. But
okay,
when you go back
and watch the other ones too,
it's plenty, it's plenty. But because as Queen stated, we almost at show episode 100, so
need more to say. No, need more to say. What else can we say? Amazing,
y'all. We, this, wow, is like, woo.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've been working. We've been pushing this band, and you know, it's doing what it's doing. We appreciate it.
It's a good feeling.
Good feeling, Queen.
It's a real good feeling. To know that, like, dang, we really been moving this thing. You know, you before I joined by yourself, like, and just to where we at now. And the audience growing. It's so funny to see people that know, that either know me or know both of us. And like, man, I love y'all show, man. I can't catch y'all live, but man, I'll go back and watch it. I just like, man, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. So,
and you know, you got, and when you drop in, jewels and talking about things that people actually want to hear, it's amazing to get the reactions that we do get. So I'm astounded. I've been happy just being able to know that we got a podcast.
For real.
And it's on all platforms. You can go find this. You can go here.
Not just SW Podcast.
Freedom Train.
The whole Freedom Train family, like, y'all. Check out our podcast. Well, look, we the only female, so check out our podcast, brothers. Like,
It's amazing. Yeah. So,
they shows are good. Very informative and stuff. So check it out, y'all. Check out the Freedom Train Network. IG, Network. Facebook, all of it. Check us out.
And there's other podcasts on there. So it's other things that goes on under Freedom Train's whole umbrella. So if you get on the website and you start clicking around and you start seeing some things that interest you, take the opportunity to learn about it, because there's so many different wonderful opportunities and different things to follow on there. And it's inspiring. So that's one of the major reasons that, you know, you get involved with networks and such, or businesses and resources as such, and start interjecting them into your show. We're going to bring them on soon. We're going to bring Pat and Joe on soon, because to have another live show, they've been before. But we're going to bring them on again, because we want to make sure that y'all make sure y'all have firsthand knowledge of who we deal with.
Yeah.
We got some real good people.
Yes, indeed.
We got some real good people, though. And they're very, very, I just like, a lot of the direction and like helping to form your direction comes from guidance and people who are already doing it. So you gotta utilize your resources. So,
oh yes, that's the key word, resources.
Yes,
the resources,
and we appreciate ours. So,
all day.
But okay. So our quote of the day is: if you are not willing to learn, no one can help you. If you are determined to learn, no one can stop you. Zig Ziglar.
Yeah. I like that. Because whatever you want, and especially the last part, because whatever you want and you passionate about it and you know, you feel it in your heart, you're going to go after it.
Right.
With everything you got, you're gonna be trying to learn everything. So you're just trying to soak up, you're just soaking up information. You'll do stuff that, like, if you're a person that ain't never liked to really read, you'll start reading. Because you wanna know about what you're trying to accomplish. But you got to take a step, which we tell y'all that every week. You got to take that step. You got to take that step. It ain't gonna fall in your lap. I wish it did, because baby, if it did, a lot of us would be ahead right now. But it don't work like that. It don't work like that. But I like that quote. I really do like that quote.
Yeah. I think that it speaks volumes because of the simple fact that it lets you know that how much power you think you have if you feel like you've learned enough.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to learn enough.
Exactly. So if you get to the point of all-knowing power, you feel like that you've learned enough, that's what this quote to me represents. If you're not willing to learn, no one can help you. But if you're determined to learn, no one can stop you. So the more you learn, the more you continue to learn, the more you're going to know. But once you get to a point where, or a thought process of, I'm done, I'm good, I know enough, then you must be God Almighty or a person who, the Oracle, or, it's people with titles as such. And I think that people need to be, real, real careful with the words that they say when they speak these things, because you ended up shunning yourself.
You got to watch the words you speak now. Those words that come out your mouth is very powerful. Very powerful. Mm-hmm. The thing is, being at the age that I am now, always knew that. But once your mind start truly maturing and you start go back to reading, looking at different state things, learning about different things, learning about different cultures, different stuff, how to meditate, all type of stuff, you be like, boy, them words. You would think about some stuff that you just said that then came to pass, and you're like, man, why did I say that? Why did I say that? So it's that go back to that mindset. Renewing and as it start changing, you start learning like, nah, look, I rather better really watch what I say, because what I say actually manifesting, and you don't want that. you just don't want that.
And it's very careful. And sometimes what you speak and how you say it is kind of opportunistic, because you feel like this is the opportunity for you to shed some light on something, but the delivery is going to guarantee whether or not it's going to be accepted. So, or the audience itself. Like, sometimes you don't need to just even say anything in an audience where it's not. If you're trying to get one person to hear the message and you speak it to an audience of 3 to 4 people, that creates barriers. That's why I say, like, people get real opportunistic when it comes to times that they speak things, because they just want to say something to get to insert what they're trying to get across, but it sometimes can be the wrong place in the wrong time.
Mm-hmm. Wrong thing. And the energy that come behind them words, that's a lot too.
It's a lot. The
energy that come behind it. It's a lot. It's this, man, look. This world, this universe, whatever you call it, whatever you believe in, man, everything is connected. Everything is connected, from your thoughts, everything, your desires, what you like, dislike, everything is connected. So it's something, but just learning about it and reading more about it and stuff, I'm like, ooh, yeah. The different frequencies, the different wavelengths that we all be on. We all on a different. It's a lot, y'all. But just check it out. Just start reading. Just start reading stuff. A lot of stuff to learn, but it'll open your mind to stuff, and you'll realize, like, dang, I've been living my life like this. When if I was doing this way and saying this, okay, it come to you. You start changing. Change is good.
Because your what you see and how you start to open, have a better understanding of people. And I'm a practice what I preach person. So I'm not judged. I can't be judgmental. I can't, use what we feel like somebody is doing wrong as a way to attack them and try to give them a lesson behind it. That isn't the way you do things. It's a way, there's a delivery to every method. And I honestly feel that in order to be able to have a conversation with somebody who's having issues or got some things going on that they don't know how to talk about to the person directly, they have to have pure awareness of who they are. And to gather who you are, once you learn who you are, that means you have to accept the mistakes you've made about yourself. You have to accept the things that you've done right to people. You have to accept the good in you, the bad in you, the want to grow person that you have, the person that you have to be accountable. It's so many things in this ball that make you have to be accepting of who you are. And that means that you're able to step outside of yourself and watch the damage that you created in your
and own forgive life. Yourself and forgive yourself and all and that's what a healing come once you didn't forgive
that's
yourself.
That's the healing, queen.
That's the healing part. Once you forgive that's the yourself, healing. That's the healing part. The healing. But you got to recognize it and say, "Oh shit, I really did everything you just named." And then once you didn't forgive yourself, that's it.
Because that allows you to start understanding and having acceptance for other people. Because once you see you and you're learning to, and you want to learn how to change those things that have grinded you to a halt all your life. Every time you felt you was growing, boom. Every time you thought you was shining, boom. Every time somebody wanted to do this, boom. Every time you had this goal, boom. Every brick that you ran into can now be formulated. I know why this happened. I know why this happened. I know why this happened. But you can't move forward to be able to have understanding for another person's mistakes and flaws if you can't even look at your own. So people who judge and want to point, but never take that mirror.
What? Turn it around. Flip it. You got to flip it. Flip. You got to flip it.
There is so many of us that do not want to look in that mirror.
I can't even say mirror no more, Queen. I'm going to say your phone because your phone flipped around and look at you. And so I'm going to say
anything
your phone.
Anything that shows your phone. Whatever reflection.
So while you got your camera looking the opposite direction, you need to turn that, punch that little button, make that camera turn right back at you. Turn right back at you. And record yourself.
It's so many things that we have to work on. So that's why, to me, things, if you're not willing to learn, no one can help you. And if you're not determined to learn, no one can stop you, because that's everlasting growth. If you're willing to always open your mind to something else new, you're willing to continue to grow.
Yeah.
There's no stopping you. But what do we know? You know,
growth comes with longevity too. Comes with a long life to live. With, if you know how to grow and continue to grow throughout each step of your life, you'll live a little bit longer.
Yeah, because a lot of times we stunt ourselves because of us being closed-minded and us not being able to accept the people that we are, because we constantly, like, we dress it up every day. Like the thing now, what it is to channel out the frequencies of seeing who you are is the drugs, the alcohol, the sex, the lavish, the societal methods of making you feel whole. anything societal has started to succumb the culture. So that has, with those things, they can numb themselves with those things so that they never have to be accountable until the end when you sit in there and you looking in this mirror and that mirror just start cracking with black and filth because you never decided to take the opportunity to get in there and know you and fix you and make you whole. And then one day decide to take care of your soul.
But that's real though, Queen. That when you just when you finally can forgive yourself, that's what a healing process. That's what it is. You, man, look, we can do something to somebody. They didn't been forgave us, but we still worrying about what they do. When you see them, they cringe. You cringe.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's all about growth.
It's all about growth, Queen.
All about growth. Trust us. We all have been through something. The growth.
It's so important. It's so important. But yeah, well, we're gonna get back to jump to some happy stuff because you know one thing about it. We're gonna keep y'all laughing. Keep it real with y'all. That's why that message popped up on the screen right there. We're gonna keep it all the way black and real over here at SW Podcast. That quote is from the Queens. So
that part. That part. Keep it 100.
That's all we can do over here. That's
keep it 100.
That's all. So we hope y'all enjoying it so far. But let us do this real quick. So 10 important holidays and celebrations for black people. One is Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration held in the United States and any other nations of the Western. Sorry about that. Hold on. Let me move my paper, y'all. Hold on. Western Kwanzaa. African. The celebration honors African heritage and African American culture and is observed from December 26th to January 1st. Kwanzaa. Google, do your research.
Yeah,
it's really just that simple. We love it. I love Kwanzaa. I was raised up doing Kwanzaa, participating in Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. My kids was raised up participating in Kwanzaa. I want to get back into it a little bit more because it's a fun holiday. Is that and for people who love gifts, it's a gift given every day of the week of Kwanzaa. The week. Yeah. So and the things about the gifts are they have to be representative of something. So that's big. Deal thing about
that have you to think about the gift.
Mm-hmm. It makes you think about the gift.
Yeah, meaning in the gift.
Yep. So that's big. Let's see what else we got. The Indigenous Peoples Day, which is I'm gonna come back to that one because I might want to think about that one. Black Love Day. Black Love Day is February 13th instead of February 14th.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Okay, that's my first time ever hearing Black Love Day.
My first time too. And it's the third nationally observed African American holiday of atonement, reconciliation, celebration, and 24-hour demonstration of Black love, showing 5 tenets, specific acts toward the creator, self, family, and within the black community, and for the black race. So
well, you know what? Guess what? I will celebrate that because I don't like Valentine's Day anyway. So Black Love Day, that's me. Right on.
So we're gonna make it known next year. We're gonna celebrate that. And if we have, and if our show falls on that day, wonderful. But if not, and it comes up close to that day, we're gonna celebrate it then on the air.
I like that. That's my first time ever hearing that.
Yeah, I like that. And I think the most important part of it is that you're doing a demonstration of love towards your creator, yourself, your family, and your community.
Wow.
Whatever you decide to do, it's a formulation of love for those people.
All of those things.
Yes, and that's who you're doing for in that name. So I know for us, I think we may go out and do something, a community thing just for that
particular
thing. Because that's beautiful. And we're going to do Black Love Day. Because let me see. I'm going to look it up and see what day. Next year.
Black Love Day. You know what? Like I said, I ain't like Valentine's Day anyway. I never was a fan. I need a love day every day.
It's on a Sunday, Queen, so we have to celebrate. We have to tell the world about it on the 9th, or we have to celebrate it on the 16th. Either way, we're going to do some celebration.
Yeah, that's interesting, y'all. Look, Black Love Day. Come on, power to the people.
Black Love Day. So that's number 3.
You know what? That should be the day that we just post everybody who's in love, Black Love Day. Post yourself because you're in love with yourself. Post you and those healthy
relationships, your family,
all of that stuff, friendships. Just on that day, we just need to post about Black love like never before.
I like that.
Just post it all day, like they say, flood the people timeline. Love the people timeline with just Black love, couples, everything that got to do Black. But I will be celebrating that from now on.
I like that. I like the whole idea of that.
A lot of these younger generations see healthy Black relationships
and healthy Black finance and healthy Black businesses, healthy Black growth, healthy Black families,
everything.
That's what we celebrate that day for. African countries Independence Day. That's an observation of many different countries that have Independence Day for their countries, Black countries. So whatever day your country or whatever day you desire to celebrate any type of Independence Day for Black people, that could be your day. And normally for us, since we're in America, it's Juneteenth. And that's when we're going to roll into Juneteenth. Juneteenth is the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery of the United States. And it's celebrated on June 19th as the Black American Emancipation Day and has spread across the United States and beyond. So that's another holiday that we believe in celebrate as a Black people. Like, I don't want, because the reason why I'm giving this list is I don't want us to just be caught up in the Americanized holidays because, you know, we do get caught up into the point where we don't celebrate things of importance to our people, to our culture. It's fine if you are that person that wants to do it. That's fine. Hey, you know, it is what it is. But don't forget about where you came from, who you are, and make that just as relevant in your life as any other thing too. Because the more you know about you, the better you treat yourself.
And then some just don't know because they really just don't know.
They just don't know.
They just don't know. Some don't celebrate because they really just don't know. Like, we just learned about the Black Love Day. I want to know how many people knew about that. But yeah, Juneteenth has I spoke about Juneteenth. I think, was it just this Juneteenth or last year? And I was like, I knew about Juneteenth. I think I found out about Juneteenth maybe when I want to actually 9th grade, because we had African American studies at FAMU, and it was about that much in our African American history book that spoke on it. But as of 2020, that's when I was like, it's like it went worldwide
because of all the things that were happening to Black people. So people wanted to be a little bit more knowledgeable of self. I don't care if it's for a moment, if it's for a season, if it's for a time frame. When a person becomes a little bit more enlightened of the fact that they know they came from gods and people with money and kings, and we wore medallions and we had gold bars. We were real kingdoms.
Everything.
We were Black. So it's a lot of things that we celebrate that we need to continue to be knowledgeable of in our own cultures. It's fine, again, I mean, because I'm not going to never knock anybody doing what they want to do. Mm-hmm. But I will just remind you that it's okay to use who you are as a stepping stone to continuing to guide your path. Because, again, once you're knowledgeable of self, baby, I get happy about it. I get giddy. Cause I'm enthusiastic about Black people loving Black people. I'm enthusiastic about seeing Black people helping Black people. I'm enthusiastic about Black women being the nurturers and the guiders of the household a lot, but while sitting back and allowing their man to lead. Even though she knows,
Queen, come on now. Come on, I was just
enthusiastic about those things. So when I talk about holidays that matter to us as a culture, these are things that are important to us. Malcolm X Day, MLK Day, Black History Month in general. You don't need to just keep learning about Rosa Parks and all of that. You need to learn about
it's plenty of people.
We have a lineage of people.
The people right down your community.
Trust me. And we got a podcast on Freedom Train called On the Shoulders of Giants that details constant. That's why I think that's when we need to bring Jonah back on.
Yeah.
And so he can talk about those books. But for one, we'll point you all in a direction. That's on Freedom Train page. You go on the Shoulders of Giants portion. You click on their page. You'll be able to go on there to see the books. You can be able to order some things. You can learn about different people on each week. Great show. On the Facebook page, he posts somebody each week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To update us and teach us about people that we didn't know about. So, you know, we don't have excuses for not knowing that we come from money, power, and respect. Don't play with us. Don't even lie. Don't even get me started.
Hey, baby, that power, my king, my queen. What? Who? Baby, look, we don't say that for nothing.
Nothing. We don't say for nothing. So we got 13. We got a quick list of things you never do on Thanksgiving. So listen, quick.
Don't go to bed too early.
I'm telling you. And don't cook too early. Now don't start cooking on no Tuesday.
Don't be trying to cook on no Monday. Talking about you want to serve on Thursday. That early and put them in the freezer.
We don't play that because, for one, your food doesn't spoil.
All day long. You right. I got people sick. They wonder why they go into the bathroom.
We don't play that, Queen. We don't play that. I'm telling you, don't start cooking Tuesday. And especially you talking about you done cook on Tuesday some dressing. You done cook on Tuesday some mac and cheese. You tripping.
Wednesday night,
we don't cook dairy products 2-3 days in advance. Mm-hmm. That's the mac and cheese.
I don't cook my dressing until Thanksgiving Day, and that's the last thing that I cooked. That's the last thing I made.
The only reason why the greens go on Wednesday night is because the greens got to cook overnight.
That's it. And we're going to slow cook.
And you're getting up. And one thing, let me tell y'all something. Because the greens important. But one thing about the greens, everybody can't cook greens. You have to get up at the night to check on those greens. If you got them in the crock pot, you got to get up and serve them.
Yeah.
If you got them on the stove, you got to get up and
they'll be crusty at the top. But greens, you cannot stir them too much.
No, they
ain't even stir them. You got to flip them. You got to flip
That's
them
what
now.
It is about the quiz, because they all have
flip to and the oil. Fold.
They all got to touch the oil. They all got to get the meat. They all have to have the same resilient bite when you bite into them. It got to be there. So if you cook your greens on Tuesday night, we don't want them thirsty. I ain't playing. I don't play by that. It's some things I don't play by.
We don't even want them to cook on Wednesday morning.
Wednesday night. Or Wednesday.
Well, I know Queen don't play by her greens. So, baby, look at her. Cook them green. Go ahead and cook them early Thursday morning. Get on up at 4.
And don't have too much oil in them, because nobody wants them.
And if you know how to cook, you only need a cup, a top full of oil. That's it.
I done seen people have oil floating on this. Let me move along with this before I get upset. Because people don't know how to cook and they just be invite people over. So we're going
to... That house better be clean.
So, and again, for those that are just tuning in, y'all just missed the 10 most important holidays and celebrations for Black people. I'm going to run through the list real quick if y'all missed it. Because we know a lot of y'all celebrate the American holidays and we don't mind that. We love y'all anyway. But regardless of all of that, these are some of the ones you can celebrate. Kwanzaa, Indigenous People Day, Black Love Day, which we just found out about. It's celebrated February 13th. It's for your family. It's for your community. It's for your creator. It's for your partner.
Black Love Day.
And you're doing special things for people that you love. And it's celebrated February 13th. African Countries Independence Day. Dashiki Fridays. Important day.
Oh, Juneteenth. I didn't know Black about that one. Month.
Malcolm X Day and Martin Luther King Day, of course. Now, what we're on now, though, is the things that you do not do on Thanksgiving. Number one, say the food will be ready at 5 and it's ready at 8. Let me tell y'all something. That's going to happen.
You're wrong for that.
That's going to happen.
It's going to happen, but you're wrong for it.
We wrong. We wrong, but it's going to happen. Now, y'all might as well just get to where the program is. But the thing is, my family said we eat at 2, but we always eat at 4. We know it. So we come to the porch, and we go hang out. So, okay, you just got to know what to do. Y'all used to y'all people by now. Y'all full of it if y'all not. Number 2, bring someone who wasn't invited.
Ooh, and then if they don't like them. You might got your cousin Katie Jane and Mary and John and all of them over there, cause JoJo want to bring his girlfriend and they didn't invite his ex-wife. Baby, what? Black people do stuff like that. Everybody do stuff like that. I ain't even gonna even say to black people, but we on us today.
We bring people without telling the family.
Oh, I ain't think that y'all were mine. You bring a person. They got churned and all. The whole family coming.
And then
they ain't eating all the food. They churned throwing food in the trash can.
And then they got to go play.
Look.
I'm gonna add to that list, though,
Queen. Because one thing that I don't like during the holidays, people not washing their dick hands.
Oh, and no,
and you're using the same spoon to go in the other. You're using the dressing spoon with the macaroni, and then you going into the green pot. Come on.
Now we got way too many spoons in the house for this foolishness. See, I don't even play stuff like that. That's why everybody can't come in my kitchen. We fix plates. We fix your plate. You can ask us what you want, but we're going to fix your plate. We don't play like that at my house. We don't play like that. Everybody ain't in the kitchen. I don't care what you feel. We don't play like that. You keep your filthy hands over there.
That's how they be. That's not
okay. The next thing on the list, baby, because one thing about it, y'all don't get us into the cleanliness. Bring up politics. It's not allowed. It's not allowed.
We ain't even got time to talk about that. Let sit over there and watch that football game. Twinkle your toes and dig through your teeth with that toothpick and be quiet.
It's not
we
allowed.
We ain't even gonna go there because that's gonna cause a fight.
It's not allowed.
Cause you might be surprised who like which party.
It's not allowed. It's not allowed.
We're gonna leave that day right there where it's at.
Another thing that's bad. I'm telling you, Ange. What Ange said, politics. What are politics? Believe it. That's not something you talk about at holiday. Mm-hmm. No.
You don't even and religion.
None of that.
You can't get on religion either.
They're brothers and sisters. They're brothers and sisters. We don't do that.
You can't do it.
We don't do that. The worst thing you can do, though, at one of these holiday gatherings is bring a dish you said that you weren't bringing. If you bring something, that you better bring that dish.
Please do. Please do. Because if I'm banking on you to bring the mac and cheese with the sweet potato pie, you coming out with a pumpkin pie and some string bean casserole, baby, we gonna fight.
You cannot. You
gonna fight.
You are.
You better try to find stuff to go get this stuff. A call picking this where you at.
You are uninvited.
I don't really know too many black people that do string bean casserole or that sweet potato souffle or whatever they call it.
We do candy yams.
Not the can. You better cut them things up. Don't give me that can. Don't give it to me. I take it, but baby, Thanksgiving, I need you to cut them yams. I need you to go get them sweet potatoes, cut them up, get that butter. I don't care what kind of skillet you use. See, I use the old black thick fire frying pan in mine.
You got one of them.
Mm-hmm. So don't. Them yams important. That there is important.
It's certain things that is not allowed for people to just play with.
That's one of them.
It's yams, mac and cheese, collard greens. Don't play.
And the dressing too.
Don't forget the dressing. If you use anything out the box for your dressing, do not invite people.
I say this. Unless you know how to dot it up and add your own twist to it. Because I don't have
that. But you know, the person that do that, Queen. If a person doctored up, they're not telling nobody that they doctored
up. Oh, no, they ain't telling nobody. I probably didn't see in the box. In the trash can. they use the stone top. Oh, okay.
Now, if you use stove top at all, I don't care how many doctoring up you do, I can taste the stove top. I can taste the stove top, and I don't want it. I don't want it.
They be using the stove.
I don't want that dressing that stuffing that you eat without teeth.
Make sure your turkey done.
That's another one they said.
Please, people, make sure your turkey is done. And even with the turkey, make sure you don't put the frozen turkey out there in the fry cooker. Because maybe you're going to blow up your garage, your house.
If you ain't put the turkey out last night, the turkey froze. Listen, just stay out. If some of y'all just don't even belong in the kitchen, stay out. Be that person who they tell to bring cups, plates, napkins, and spoons. Take the lead on the silverware table and just do that. That's all.
No, you just bring the drinks. Just bring the drinks.
In the drinks. Tea and lemonade be exact. If you really know old people, it's tea and lemonade.
And don't be bringing
that stuff. A lot of them gonna dot that up. They're gonna slice up some nice lemons because I know I'm gonna do that tomorrow for myself. I'm gonna slice up me some lemons and put it on top of some dotted up lemonade. Yeah. You are not allowed on these holidays to bring your brand new significant or other that you only been dating 2 weeks.
You better take that nigga a plate. Tell him or her to meet you at your house later on tonight. I'll be finished with my family. Let me see. You know, we're going to play a couple of cards. We might shoot the bobos. You know, we might hit a joint or two, have a couple of drinks. Meet me home by 12 o'clock. Because I'm telling you, when you bring them,
people do it.
They don't go, baby, they ain't going to want to come back. They ain't going to want to come back.
If you bring them people over there, them people going to be eaten alive. Now, nobody don't want to get eaten alive to some bullshit like that. Nobody wants that. Just keep them away until it's real.
They're going to be over there quiet, not saying nothing, looking. They already uncomfortable because they trying to figure out who is she.
I'm so sick of my little sister right now, y'all. She got me tickled. She got me tickled tonight.
Don't bring them. Especially if you got a family that they don't mind saying what's on their mind, baby.
Don't bring them to my family at all.
You got Uncle Joe over there talking junk. Auntie Sally over there, she about 80, she still talking trash. Look, and you know how you got that person that's your family tapping, girl. You see that? You see that tapping you on your leg, girl? You see that over there? Who is that over there?
Cause you don't just bought any old body.
Be careful.
The biggest thing we want y'all to do is serve canned cranberry sauce instead of whole cranberries.
Well, I don't do the cranberry sauce at my table.
Me either. I don't eat it, but don't bring none. Don't come in there where you don't try to make your own cranberry sauce.
Look, Publix got a good one. It's a cranberry with an orangey taste to it. It's good. I don't even do the cranberry sauce, but that Publix got one already prepared for you. If you got a Publix wherever you're at, go get it.
Don't be doing your own.
Bring
no full-fledged squished cranberries and put them on the table. Nobody is gonna sit there all day. That's
what do the cranberry sauce come in at on Thanksgiving anyway?
People put it on their turkey and they dress it.
Man, look, I use my yam juice and my green juice for my dressing. I'm finna be real with you.
I don't eat cranberry stuff on my dressing. And say that sound nasty with the cranberry sauce and the orange stuff.
I taste it. It does got a good flavor to it.
I'm scared of cranberry.
See, I drink cranberry juice. But for some strange odd reason,
I feel like it's against the law to put that on top of turkey and dressing.
Look, if you're not seasoning, that turkey gonna be good. If that's the case, just get the jelly out the freezer, out your refrigerator.
All of it just sounds nasty, but you know, each his own. But for the ones who eat it, dude, it's better not to try to make your own with full live cranberries where you trying to smash them up in the blender and you put it out.
Man, at least get you a puree, little puree thing if you're going to do
so that it can go in mold and get solid.
Yeah, like at least do it the right way. Do it the right way if you're going to do it now. Like don't be coming half-stepping on Thanksgiving with the food. And all of that. Don't be trying to make the sherbet drink. I call it the church punch. you don't know how to make that with the pineapple juice and the ginger ale and
leave it alone. The icy,
baby, don't leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Just make the Arnold Palmer with the lemonade and the tea, and just put it to the side and keep your life going. Because one thing about these holidays, if you host something and that stuff will turn out right, nobody's ever coming back.
And if they do, they just come like, we just want to use your house. We'll bring everything.
Nobody's ever coming back.
Girl, she can't cook.
It don't matter how many people bought food to the event. Everything was at your house, so it's your fault. You cooked all that. That's Etiquette 101 from W Podcast. For everybody that is celebrating Thanksgiving this week, y'all enjoy it and enjoy y'all family for whatever reason that you celebrate it. Like I said, I know a lot of people do it. We, as Black people, we have cultivated this, made it our own, and for many different reasons, we celebrate it. Without it even including, because we don't give a damn about no pilgrims. We don't care about none of that shit.
We just want to spend family time.
Now, for the people who do celebrate it, cool, that's what it is. For the people who need it a little bit more, again, we're going to have these on the website as well. If you need additional holidays that you need to learn about yourself and be a little bit more cultivated, we gave y'all a list of holidays that Black people do celebrate. Mm-hmm. So jump on that bandwagon and learn a little bit more about yourself and start doing things that actually make your soul happy versus just doing what the world says do. It's very important to have some culture and some understanding of self. Listen, y'all, we are kings and queens. We come from kings and queens. We come from royalty. And until we have this stamped in our souls, on our insides, forever, we will continue to allow ourselves to remain enslaved to a society that continues to spit in our faces.
That's right.
And as of today, we want to celebrate the fact that the people who did murder Mr. Ahmaud were all found guilty. I don't know. I be feeling like sometimes it's hard to celebrate these victories, but baby, I am happy for their family.
I was screaming.
Because
I was
they
are
able to know that these people murdered their son in cold blood. And they're gonna do time for this, that particular event. So, you know, Now, again, just pay attention to everything that's going on around you around this holiday season and throughout your life in general. And, you know, enjoy your family. Take care of yourselves and enjoy your family, but definitely take care of yourselves. Definitely. Queen.
Hey, man, look, same old, be happy, be good. Tomorrow is a beautiful day. It's a new day. And, man, just enjoy yourself. You know, I ain't cooking, but I'm coming around the area by the house that I know when I get off work and pick up me some food. But, man, salute to everybody. Look, continue to keep Ahmaud family in y'all prayers because, you know, even though we got this guilty verdict, you know, they still lost their child. He ain't here. It's just off memories now. So, you know, keep them in their prayers, man. Keep all us in each other prayer. Man, and enjoy y'all holiday. You know, some of y'all won't go back to work till Monday. So you better enjoy this long weekend. This is a little mini vacay for some of y'all. Enjoy. Sit back, drink your glass of wine or whatever you may do and smile and be grateful. That's all I can say, because I am. Very am. Same.
Take care, y'all. We love y'all. We like y'all. We appreciate y'all. And we continue to thank y'all for always tuning in and supporting us. Enjoy your holiday. We'll see y'all next week. Because every Wednesday is Podcast Wednesday.
No matter if you see us live or what, we're going to be airing something.
Period. Y'all be easy now. Y'all take care. Enjoy your holiday. Peace.